the Veterans Administration, for instance, doesn't deal with family issues that may arise within a family. That's just one, for instance. There are also evolving treatment programs that are innovative, emphasize peer networks, peer support groups, and a lot of research is showing those are the most effective programs. And what we're hoping to do is generate more and more local involvement.
Sort of more of a closer to the ground, a grassroots approach?
Yes, there's a lot of evidence that shows that's the key thing. Get fellow veterans involved, get somebody to persuade somebody, look, I've gotten some help, let me help you get some help. There's various different soldiers react in different ways to different approaches. The needs of someone who lives in Levelland, Texas, for instance, may be completely different than somebody who lives in Laredo or somebody who lives near a VA. And what we're hoping to do is build sustainable local capacity by finding what works and helping them with some initial seed funding to help them get started and prove things work.
Could you tell me exactly how this private-public partnership works?
We'll be monitoring the programs, providing data that shows whether or not the programs work, because if you're funding innovative programs, some will work and some won't. And we know that, but that's what we need to do to expand the reach of help for veterans who need it.
Eventually, you hope to get state support for this?
Yes. Well, let's say we end up funding 40 programs. And 3 or 4 years from now, we can go to the state and say, look, here's evidence that 10 of these are really knocking the lights out. And what we'd suggest you do is provide some incentive funds for local communities to scale these successful 10 programs. That would be the hope.
How did you come to be involved in this?
Well, I'm like most people. I had some history of mental health needs in my family. I knew how difficult the issue was, and the Meadows Foundation had been working on this issue for some time and approached me about starting this nonprofit. And our programs across the state have kind of grown over time in a way that I don't think today we're delivering efficient and effective services to our citizens, and I think we can improve what we do.
Tom Luce, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.